Coach Houston.
Well, good night in Dowdy Ficklin Stadium. I want to start off by, just really thanking our students. I think we had right at 10,000 students in the Boneyard tonight, and what a difference it made in the electricity in the stadium. I just really appreciate them and the way they supported us. Thank our fans. I think our attendance was 36.5 tonight, Labor Day weekend. Just really appreciate the way Pirate Nation shows up. It's one of those things I can talk about our fan base, and I can tell, our recruits about the passion. I can tell our new coaches about the passion, but until they experience it themselves, it doesn't really hit home. So what a great stadium. I thought the electricity in the stadium was great all night. We got to hear Living on the Prayer there in the second quarter, which that's always a highlight. And, it brings chills to your arms, like Siobhan said. So, I get it. 6 turnovers. That ain't real good. Okay. But they're not ones, like the one on Lamp on the punt return. I mean, that's just a freaky thing. It's something we practice all the time. And he was trying to get out of the way. Some of the others, you just got to fix them. Okay. The mistakes that Jake made, they're all easily correctable things. They're all in his reads, and they're from, just not sitting back there and being comfortable. And I thought that the great thing he did was, he didn't get down on himself. He didn't, start beating himself up. He didn't start seeing ghosts. I mean, I'll tell you what, the throw he had to Anthony Smith for the touchdown, most fans are not going to recognize what all he did on that play. He completely changed the protection, slid it into the pressure that was coming, then stood in at a pretty heavy pressure and delivered a strike that allowed Anthony to get into the end zone. That was a big-time play right there. And, that was in the second half. So, I think his resiliency was solid tonight. He's going to be his own worst critic tomorrow. And I think the positive thing is, you win 42-3, but you have so many correctable mistakes. You have so many things to really be on him about this week, okay, because I think everybody saw the potential, and it is potential, okay, of what we could be. But excited about the way the kids prepared this week. I told them before the game that I said, you all don't need a rah-rah speech tonight. They were unbelievable the last couple of days in meetings and preparations, and I thought they came out and played exactly that way. I thought we had great energy. Maybe a little too excited there at the beginning of the game, but I thought they played hard all night. Thought we played with great physicality. Now we just got to, correct all the mistakes that you do after week one. We'll play better next week, but we better. We're playing a very good opponent next week in Old Dominion. I think they had a close loss at South Carolina today, coming off of a bowl season last year. So it's going to be a tough road game next week, and we've got to make that improvement from week one to week two.
Coach, you got a lot of contributions from your new guys. Did they have the impact that you expected and what you brought them here for?
Yeah, they did. I mean, just you have to be happy with whether it's Casey Kelly, Anthony Smith, Winston Wright. I mean, I told you we're gonna have a chance to be explosive on special teams, I know he's probably ticked off he didn't house the second one, but he's gonna be more involved in the passing game too, but Jake Caton, Raheem Craig, Gavin Gibson. I thought we got solid contributions from all those guys. I thought we got solid contributions from a lot of returners too. Zakai Barker, I thought he had a very solid night. Mike Edwards had a very solid night. Tay Johnson had a very solid night. So I think and DeSerio Riles, he's probably the happiest kid in our locker room. He and the offensive line led the fight song. He had to get up there and we had to help him figure out how to start it. I've been on him a little bit here lately, so that was good for him to have a great night tonight.
Along those same lines, a lot of those guys you just mentioned, the newer guys, are from the portal. You knew, obviously, coming into the offseason, the portal is a huge part of succeeding now. How big is it to see results right away from guys that you went out into the portal to get?
Well, I think it's important for a couple things. I think it's important for, for them to come in here and, justify why they came here. All of them came here for a reason. They came here to, for a fresh start or second chance or whatever it is. I think it's important for our donors to understand the importance of NIL. Obviously, it played a huge role in us retaining our top players and us being able to attract, these guys to East Carolina. And it's why we have to continue to fundraise and Team Boneyard, you know, we've got to continue to support them because they're critical to the future of the program.
Yeah, this offense doesn't necessarily run through one guy. I mean, I think you know, at least 10 different guys caught the ball. I mean, how nice is that just to be able to spread it like you did?
Oh, yeah, I love it. And I'm telling you, the running backs, the running game, it's going to get going in this offense too. And, you know, I know we ran for 148 tonight, but I'm telling you, you're going to have nights where you're going to run for a lot more than that. But, you know, it's great to have a lot of different people contributing. You know, Brock Spaulding, we talked about what a solid preseason he's had. I think he showed exactly what we've been talking about with the way he played out there. You know, Blake and him have been trying to get him on defense because they think he can go over there and play defensively, and you saw that from the tackle he made on the interception return.
How did the tempo of the offense match what you were hoping for entering the game?
I thought it was really good. I think that, you know, we were trying to go – we want to go exactly that fast. We got to be able to relax and go that fast. I thought we were really, really pushing it, which is good. We wanted to. But I thought as the night wore on, I thought we were able to go just as fast but a little bit more comfortably, you know, without stressing ourselves.
Part of the reason y'all picked Jake was because y'all said he was the same guy, good or bad. Yep. Did you kind of see that tonight with the mistakes? And
no doubt. I mean, I don't know what – his stat line was, but you know, he threw a pick on the first drive of the game. You know, he's 23 for 36. You know, he had three mistakes, but he's got to get those corrected. But he had 23, you know, correct decisions. So four touchdowns. So you know, you see why he has you know, just that about him. You know, like I said, you know, he was head up, smiling, positive attitude. You know, the whole night. So I think that's important. I mean, you just can't, if you're a guy that hangs your head and pouts around and you know, all that when you make a mistake, I mean, you know, the team, the team is going to respond to how you carry yourself. And I think that's probably the best thing he did tonight.
What does it say about the defense to have six turnovers and keep them out of the end zone? Give them six extra possessions.
We've got a chance to be pretty good. You know, now we can't be doing that all year. You know, 36 minutes a time of possession for Norfolk State, six turnovers, which that means we gave them six extra possessions. I mean, it's staggering that the score is what it was. But, you know, that I think that shows, number one, you know, how good we can be on that side of the ball. Okay, but number two, I think it shows you if we can get that corrected, you know, we've got a chance to be a pretty good ball club.
Earlier this week, you talked about carrying that terrible feeling for the last 9-10 months over the offseason from last year. What does a win like this to start off the year kind of do to change that?
Well, I think everybody's going to, you know, wake up and the sun's going to be a lot brighter tomorrow morning. But, you know, I am a little frustrated or disappointed, I guess, you know, because I know what we could have done tonight. And that's okay. I mean, that's, you know, I think coaches are probably always going to be like that. But, you know, we're 1-0. We know we've got to be much better next week if we want to be 2-0, but you can't be 2-0 if you don't win this one.
Defensively, y'all now, I think, scored four times in that sub ball they met last season. Is that kind of a mentality, too? Like, not only
Can
you turn the score?
Well, I mean, practice. I mean, you've seen it. Anytime we get a pick or a fumble recovery in practice, you know, we take it all the way back. And, you know, we work on that. I let it go in scrimmages and stuff so we can work on setting up a return, setting up a wall. You know, that's the mentality we have is, you know, we want to go and put it in the box.
One more question. Anybody have anything else for Coach?
And then, you know, you guys knew you were going to get the run tonight. Hold them to less than a yard for carries. What does that kind of say about your unit there?
Well, you know, I challenged the defensive kids all week and even challenged them, you know, after pregame warmups, you know, because you knew what they were going to try to do with, you know, keeping the ball away from us. And, you know, you knew what they did last week. And so I think that's, you know, they responded to the challenge.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks a lot.
Congratulations.